Welcome back, and joining me today is Oolagan Mustangs head football coach Brandon Craig. And coach, took on the top team and the defending 4A state champs, Wagner Bulldogs, on Friday. Perhaps one of the better games in the state of Oklahoma, but fell a little bit short to Wagner. Just your thoughts about that game on Friday.
Well, it was a very, you know, tough physical game. Both teams played really hard. You know, they got out on us a little bit early, but we ended up coming back and making it a pretty good game. It was 17-7, and they scored 14 points in the first quarter. So we ended up, you know, feeling like we won three quarters of the game, but obviously came up short. So, you know, we still have some work to do, and we feel like we can keep improving and hopefully get ourselves back to the state championship and get a rematch with them.
Yeah, certainly I'll be looking forward to that. But the offensive line, you were telling me that they played a pretty decent job against a Wagner Bulldogs defense, but just couldn't put any points on there on the board.
Yeah, it was really kind of ironic because our offensive line had probably one of their better games as far as protection schemes and, you know, and run blocking, but we just couldn't sustain anything. We didn't really play great in the skill positions, and to beat those guys, you're going to have to play great everywhere, and that was just kind of a rough night for our quarterback and a rough night for our skill position. So, you know, we feel like we're getting closer, you know, to being the team we want to be, and again, we just have to keep working and getting better each week.
And, Coach, trying to get back in the winning column on Thursday, a very short week. It's a Thursday night game, travel to Miami to take on the War Dogs, and Miami kind of struggling a little bit this year, but you know, again, they're a dangerous football team.
You know, it's interesting because they have some really good parts. Their quarterback's outstanding. They got a great wide receiver. You know, they do some things really well. They struggle a little bit on defense. They got a lot of young kids playing. But you know, we've definitely taken notice, and we're gonna get ready for these guys and be focused and excited to go play Miami on Thursday night.
Offensively, what the Mustangs going to have to do to take care of Miami?
You know, they're a 4-2 defense, so we're going to have to control the line of scrimmage. And I feel like our offensive line took a lot of positive steps last week, so I think that's going to be a bright spot for us this week, them continuing to improve and dominate the line of scrimmage and just continue to be physical with people.
I know defensively you only gave up 17 points against Wagner, which is pretty decent, but defense certainly has been playing pretty well overall this year.
Yeah, up until last week we were giving up 7 points a game, and you know, we've had some great outings, and even last week, you know, we gave up 17. But you know, those guys usually score 50 points a game. So to do that, I feel like our defense played really well. We just got to clean up some of the tackling in space, and you know, again, I hate to sound like a broken record, but we just got to continue to improve in every position so that we can be ready to get back and have another shot at them.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Mustangs this Thursday at Miami.
Hey, thanks a lot, Adam.